Be ready for Buy 2K. This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, recording at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Monday, October 20th. There are still two Week 7 Monday Night Football games to be played, but we will discuss some things relevant to looking ahead to Week 8 and teams that aren't playing, so you can get ahead of that. Also, we'll review numbers from Thursday through Sunday as it relates to the Week 7 top performers. Email is right.todd@yahoo.com. I'm glad I gave Vladimir some good advice for the League of Bulgarians, siding with, staying with Chase Brown rather than making a trade for someone who may have use less draft capital on a player who has been good recently, but that may not be long-term. Chase Brown rewarded us and those of you who have stuck with him. Look, if you didn't play him in Week 7, I understand that. But if you didn't cut him, you should feel retribution. The Chase game came through back to Flacco's start against Aaron Rodgers in the Thursday night game between the Bengals and the Steelers. Send me your answered some other emails last week. I'd love to answer yours, whether it's in person via email. That sounds wrong. Whether it's via email and just one-on-one, or I talk about it here on the podcast. Thank you very much for listening. Remember, for non-fantasy content, please listen to the Todd Wright Toddcast as that approaches 400 lifetime episodes, also available many places you get your podcasts or online via joebucksfan.com with no bias or connection like this podcast to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Joe Bucks Fan is simply our provider for our podcast content. Plantation Palms Golf Club has been very good to me. You visit plantationpalms.net for tee times and for family fun. For Halloween, they have a spooky mini golf through October 31st. I just enjoyed it with a friend and her fun 7-year-old son yesterday. Posted pictures on my social media if you want to check that out. I'm on Facebook simply as Todd Wright, or on Instagram at ToddWright2121. Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. They hope you are never in need of legal assistance, but when you are, they would love to take your call. They'll offer you a free consult, and remember, they're a full-service law firm. 813-902-3576, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Also, as you already heard at the top, Hooters, and specific to the original Hooters.com umbrella, continues to support this podcast. I cannot do it without them. They pay for the podcast, so you don't have to. Visit originalhooters.com for easy online ordering and location information in the greater Tampa Bay area. Before we review what we can for Week 7, independent of Bucks, Lions, Texans, Seahawks, four potential playoff teams playing on Monday night. Are all four going to get there? Probably not. Bucks, Lions? Probably. Texans, Seahawks? Maybe one, maybe neither. The game Monday night between the Texans and Seahawks may go a long way to determining which one could still make the postseason. Seattle is viewed as the better team, but may have the tougher road, while the Texans continue to chase the winning ways of the Colts atop the AFC South. But it's still early. Week 8 buys. I will call it Buy 2K. For the only time in the NFL season, more than four teams will take the week off. Six are off in Week 8. So get out in front of this. Do the click ahead in your app to know what players you normally start are not available for you. Go ahead and get them out of your lineup. At least get them out of your lineup now. Maybe you don't know yet who you're going to put in there, but at least take them out. It does you no good. Click ahead to week 8, and where you see a player on any of these 6 teams, put them on the bench. Get them out of your starting lineup. Here are the 6. Jags, Raiders, Lions, Cardinals, Rams, Seahawks. In reverse order. Seahawks, biggest name is JSN. You won't have him week 8. Rams, biggest name. I mean, there's a few to choose from. It's another week for Nacua to get healthy. Let's just say it like that. Cardinals, it's another week for Kyler Murray to get healthy, but what does he help? Notice without Kyler Murray, Trey McBride is scoring touchdowns. It is not a coincidence. It is not at all. Lions, a number of names there. Probably most notably Gibbs, but not unique to Gibbs. We'll miss week 8. Raiders, those of you, I mean, it's Genty, right? It's another week for Bowers to try to get, I mean, we're almost halfway through the season for Bowers. I mean, I hate to say this. What's the point of putting Brock out there? I know he wants to play football after the bye. Jaguars, ETN has been their most productive player. Thomas has been coming on, and if you notice, Travis Hunter was more involved offensively, albeit a lot of garbage time, the loss in London. So those are your week 8 buys for what I'm calling buy 2K. You will not have any Jaguars, Raiders, Lions, Cardinals, Rams, Seahawks available in week 8. So just off the top of my head, if your starting lineup in week 7 was Matt Stafford, Ashton Genty, Travis Etienne, Amon-Ra St. Brown, JSN, Trey McBride, and not a lot of great kickers there. We'll go ahead and say Myers from Seattle. Yeah, you're screwed. Pretty much. Just having some fun with you. Although somebody probably has that damn lineup. Right? How about this? If any of you have a lineup, most leagues run bigger lineups than me. My lineups are 7. That's it. 1 quarterback, 2 running backs, 2 wide receivers. 1 wide receiver or tight end. That's it. We cannot flex running backs. 1 kicker. That's it. We play 7. But I am soliciting an email from anyone who listens or anyone in a league who sees that someone's week 7 lineup was comprised entirely of starters from teams on bye 2K in week 8. I would love to see that. I would love to see that. Right.todd@yahoo.com. Let's review receiving leaders for week 7 prior to Bucks, Lions, Texans, Seahawks, where you have 5 of the best wide receivers in the game playing on Monday night. What their production is, we don't know. Bucks have 2, Abuka and Evans getting healthy. Lions have Amon-Ra. Texans have Collins. Seahawks have JSN. My receiving yards chart does the top 30. The number 30th receiver before Monday night week 7 had 66 yards receiving and a touchdown. That was Theo Johnson. So these are pass catchers. Tight end for the Giants in their gag job. Is that as bad or worse than the Cardinals' gag against the Titans? Especially considering they gagged it, and then with 30 seconds left, they looked like they won it again, and then they gagged it again. Oh, it was beautiful. Considering my opinion, Giants fans annoy me. They really do. Their accountability is lacking. So I have 30 of 66 yards or more in terms of receiving yards from week 7 prior to the Monday night games. In inverse order, we'll just mention some, and then we'll spend a little more time on the top 10. Otherwise, we'll be here all day, and I know you don't have all day. I do. You don't. Theo Johnson, 3 for 66 and a touch. Zay Jones, second week in a row. Whoa. Jacoby doesn't just throw to Trey McBride in the red zone. He has discovered Zay Jones, 2 for 67. Zay Jones may be to Jacoby Brissett what Jameson Williams is to Jared Goff. Ladd McConkey, 9 for 67, no scores. Darnell Mooney, Atlanta, 3 for 68, no scores. Tyler Warren, just getting it done. 4 for 69 and a touch. Stephon Diggs, solid game. Not great, but solid. The more games like this he has, the more he's playable each week. 7 for 69, no scores. Is it DK, the rookie for Tennessee, in garbage time against the Pats, 4 for 70 and a touch? Romeo just all – if you play in a full-point PPR league – no, I'm not going to yell at you here. Romeo Doubs has more value than half-point or standard leagues because he catches the ball. Love will throw to him. 6 for 72. No scores. Christian McCaffrey caught 7 out of the backfield for 72 in the Niners win. There's Trey McBride. 10 for 74, 2 touchdowns. Justin Jefferson, 5 for 79, no touch. Juwan Johnson, 5 for 79, no touch. George Pickens with Lamb back, 4 for 82, no touch. Marvin Mims, 6 for 85, no touch, as the Broncos went into full out attack mode in the fourth quarter against the dreaded Giants. Cortland Sutton, 6 for 87, no touchdowns. Daniel Bellinger, Giants. So the Giants have two tight ends on here in their losing effort. Theo, 3 for 66 and a touch. Bellinger, 3 for 88 and a touch. That's a Jackson Dart thing. Xavier Leggett, 6 for 95. There were some bad games over the weekend I did not subject myself to. Carolina and the Jets, Browns and Dolphins. I've often said NBA exhibition games in the Big Four are the worst things to watch. Those two NFL Week 6 games might have been close. Wandale Robinson, 6 for 95, no touches. T. Higgins, 6 for 96 and a touch. And I know those of you who are T. Higgins fans are upset he took a knee rather than scoring. But you know what? The Bengals managed the clock better at the end than the Giants did. If the Giants take a little more time off the clock before they score, the Giants beat the Broncos despite giving up the huge lead. T. Higgins and the Bengals didn't do it. It's pretty sad, Giants fans, when the Bengals do something more effectively than you. Chris Olave, 5 for 98, 2 touchdowns. Although everything through 7 weeks holds from the podcast I did on the Todd Wright Toddcast, every game the Saints win could be against a head coach who's not back next year. Guess who the Saints beat this year? Yeah, the New York Giants. Such a fun hammer for me to use today. Alec Pierce, Colts, 5 for 98. No touchdowns. Travis Hunter, 8 for 101 and a touch. I picked him up on waivers in one of my leagues just to stash him before Sunday morning's game started. Glad I did. CeeDee Lamb returns, 5 for 110 and a touch. Pat Freiermuth, the Bengals regularly, defensively, have issues against tight ends. Who is that? Al Golden? Yeah. Like, that's the next Penn State head coach. Oh, my God. Freiermuth, 5 for 111 and 2 touchdowns. Keenan Allen, 11 for 119 and 1 score. A.J. Brown, here come the Eagles, 4 for 121 and 2 touchdowns. Jordan Addison, no discipline this time, 9 for 128, no touchdowns. Jamar Chase, 16 for 161 and 1 touchdowns and 1 touchdown. If you play in a full point PPR league, the Jamar Chase game is the reason why PPR is outdated. Was Jamar Chase worth a big game based on what he did Thursday night? Yeah. Was he worth the ridiculous additional 16 additional points? No. That's why half point PPR is a fair compromise, or play it the way I've told you to play it for years. Running backs need more of a bump than pass catchers in the modern NFL. Aronde Gadsden II. Wow. 7 for 164 and a touch. And Devontae Smith led all. Devontae Smith, who's part of one of my favorite trivia question answers. 9 for 183 and 1 touch. Here's the list of guys who've won a national championship, a Heisman, and a Super Bowl. Devontae Smith, Charles Woodson, Tony Dorsett, Reggie Bush. That's it. That's the list. Oh, I'm sorry. There is one more. Yeah. The only guy who's won Heisman, national championship, Super Bowl, and Super Bowl MVP. Because I'm staring at his autograph ball and his McFarland figure, Marcus Allen. There's the list. Marcus has the extra there. So 30 pass catchers, 66 yards or more. 30. Running backs with 66 yards rushing or more. There were 12. Again, who needs the bonus points? Pass catchers? No. No, the numbers don't lie. Here were the running backs with 66 yards or more, or the rushers with 66 yards or more. The highest quarterback was Drake May with 62. Didn't quite make this. Dowdle, 79 on 17 carries, splitting time with Chuba. J.K. Dobbins, 14 for 81. Is it Manangai, the backup to DeAndre Swift, 13, 81, and 1. Achan, 13, 82, and 0. Despite the Dolphins being awful, Achan continues to be starter worthy. Judkins, 25 for 84 and 3 touchdowns. The only Brown of significance. Ramondre, 18 for 88 and a score. Jonathan Taylor, very quietly, fantasy MVP material. 16 for 94 and 3 touchdowns. Chase Brown, 11 for 108. No touchdowns. Also caught a ball or two. Had a gain of 37. He hadn't had a gain of 15 the first, what, 5-6 weeks? Javonte Williams for the Cowboys. Where did that come from this year? 19 for 116 in a touch. And you can't say it's because of the Cowboy offensive line, or it's how Brian Schottenheimer uses Javonte Williams. He's using him better than Sean Payton did. For those of you who criticize the Cowboys hiring Brian Schottenheimer through 7 weeks, you might want to take another look at that. He's done the job better than average, considering he's running the offense. DeAndre Swift, second game in a row. That's a guy I shouldn't have cut 2 weeks ago. 19 for 124 in a touch. Jaylen Warren, I cut him a few weeks ago. 16 for 127 in no touches. And then Run CMC, 24 for 129 and two touchdowns. And just as a little bonus, because I've never done it, the passing leaders week 7, and this is based on yardage. Let's just do the top. How many do you want to do? We'll do the top 10 in inverse order. Knicks 279, two touchdowns. Brissett 279, two touchdowns. Dart 283, three touchdowns. Mahomes 286, three touchdowns. Daniel Jones, 288, two touchdowns. Lawrence, 296, one touchdown. Wentz, 313, no touchdowns. And the top three quarterbacks all threw for three touchdowns. Granted, Stafford threw 5, lower on this list. Rodgers threw 4 on Thursday night. Jalen Hurts threw 3 touchdowns and 326 yards. Flacco threw for 342, three touchdowns. Herbert, one of my starters, 420. Albeit in a losing effort, we'll take the garbage points. Three touchdowns, did throw two picks. Herbert threw it 55 times. Knicks threw it 50. Gotta love that reverse game script for fantasy purposes when you're looking for when your quarterback or pass catchers are involved. Flacco threw it 47 times. Lawrence threw it 48 times. What's the lowest number of significance on this list? Dylan Gabriel threw it 18 times in a win. He had 116 yards passing. Did Judkins didn't outgain Gabriel. It's close. No, Judkins had 84. But Judkins touched the ball more than Gabriel threw it. That's how bad the Dolphins are. Right.todd@yahoo.com. Again, we recorded this before the Monday night games. Get out in front of Buy2K. Again, if you usually start a Jag, Raider, Lion, Cardinal, Ram, or Seahawk, get them out of your lineup now. Figure it out later, but get them out of your lineup now before it's too late. Buy2K involves those six teams in week 8. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters with help from Brandon Legal Group and Plantation Palms Golf Club.